Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and with me now from the Democratic Convention, the mayor of Camden and vice chair of the New Jersey Democratic Party, Dana Redd. Very much in the news is Camden having the highest crime rate in the country as of 2010, and the plan to replace its unionized police force at the end of this month. Mayor Redd, thanks very much for coming on New York and New Jersey Public Radio. Hello.
Thank you for having me, Brian. Good morning.
And we'll get to your reaction to the convention in just a minute, but can you explain why the state took over Camden's police force in 2005 and what this layoff and replace plan is that's about to be implemented?
Well, actually, Camden has been under an Economic Recovery and Rehabilitation Act dating back to 2002. But even prior to the act, Camden has always struggled with public safety for several decades or more. And we've talked about the problem and we've studied the problem, and there are many, many reports that have been written about how you can address public safety in a way that's holistic and meaningful in the city of Camden. And it's we're moving forward with a regional concept, a metro police division of a Camden County Police Department, where Camden City will be joining in the Camden County Police Department with a metro division that will put over 400 boots on the ground and hiring additional staff so that we can leverage and expand public safety in our efforts to keep our city safe.
Is part of it that you can get more non-union police officers for the same money than union ones?
Well, it's not about, in other words, union busting. So what we're doing, we're working with the union leadership and trying to get them to negotiate with the county. The city's made a decision, and I've made a decision, quite frankly, that this is the best way to go. Unfortunately, due to the economy and some of the challenges that we've faced on a local level, back in January of 2011, we had to lay off 168 police officers. And while we were successful in securing federal funds under President Obama and his administration to rehire those police officers, it still is not enough for us to keep the city safe. This point in time, when compared to 2008, we have roughly 47 homicides that have happened in the city. And some of those homicides have affected youth and young children. And so, you know, this is a decision about, you know, keeping our citizens safe, but certainly doing what's fair to the men and women who have worked and continue to come to work in the Camden Police Department to patrol our city and to do the best that they can under some enormous circumstances. So I'm very hopeful that the union president will negotiate with the County of Camden on a contract that is fair and equitable to everyone.
Is crime your biggest problem as mayor?
Well, I would say, you know, public safety is number one on my list, as is public education, because unless we are, you know, preparing our young people for this global economy, and particularly for us in the city of Camden, in order to leverage and attract other investment and private investment, namely in job creation, we have to have a workforce that is developed and a workforce that is prepared. So in my opinion, you know, public safety and public education are running, you know, on the same, you know, two tracks at the same time.
In your opinion, why does Camden have such a higher crime rate than other similar-sized cities?
I think a lot of the issues are systemic. It's extreme poverty that we've been, you know, trying to deal with and to combat by, you know, creating holistic programs that, you know, change the lives of our youth, children, and families and strengthen them and really equip them to survive in this, you know, global economy. I believe that we have an opportunity to turn, you know, the past history of Camden around. Some of the great things that we have going on right now, we used to be an industrial base, obviously, many, many years ago, many decades ago. But now we have our EDS and our MED institutions that are helping us to transform our city. Our anchor institutions such as Cooper University Hospital, Our Lady of Lourdes and Virtual Hospital, Rutgers University, and the commitment of over a period of time, $1 billion coming to the city to expand higher education in downtown Camden and certainly for the region. A month ago, Cooper University Hospital, along with a collaboration with Rowan University, just opened a four-year allopathic medical school in our downtown Center City area. So there are positive things that are happening in the city, more positive development to come. but I certainly want to address public safety and not sidestep the issue, because the safety of the city and what we're trying to do to rebuild, restore, and revitalize our community is so dependent upon public safety being addressed.
The mayor of Camden, Dana Redd, with us from the Democratic Convention. What did you think of Michelle Obama's speech last night, and how do you think it played in Camden in the context of the city's issues that we've been discussing? Not that Mitt Romney might even conceivably win Camden's votes, but does something like Michelle Obama's speech give hope to a city that has the problems of entrenched poverty you were discussing?
The operative word, and you hit it right on the head, was hope. Michelle Obama, our First Lady, connected with the American people, connected with the residents of Camden on so many levels, because she told the story of her husband, our President Barack Obama, and she shared her story coming up and how, you know, they sought to get an education, a college education, but were saddled with student loans. She talked about, you know, work ethic and just family lives and the values that we all hold near and dear to our hearts. And I can tell you, you know, from where I sat, you know, I was getting all kind of text messages from folks back home that were connecting with our First Lady. And certainly she did a phenomenal job, and she really owned the entire house last night. And her message resonated throughout the United States of America. And we're looking forward to hearing from our president on tomorrow night.
How much of the crime problem in Camden do you think comes from drugs and guns and bad policy with respect to drugs and guns?
Well, I can tell you, you know, the crime problems that we're facing in the city are regional. And by that, I mean, you know, while their drugs may be sold in Camden, we may have the higher percentage of drug dealers. The drug buyers in large percentage and large numbers come from the suburban communities into the city. And we are confronting that, and we will continue to confront that under the new Metro Division to tell the region and those individuals that want to come into the city of Camden to, you know, do those types of activities and behaviors that are not accepted in any other municipality that's surrounding Camden, that they're going to stop, that we're not going to tolerate it anymore. So, you know, those days are numbered, and we're going to send a strong message that, you know, drug dealing and drug buying in Camden is going to stop.
Judging from the speeches at the convention so far, the Democratic Party has kind of given up on any serious attempt at additional gun control. Mayor Bloomberg, who's not a Democrat but an independent, as you know, seems to be the only one leading whatever charge there is in America right now. Are you disappointed in the National Democratic Party in this respect?
No, we've had a strong relationship with the U.S. Department of Justice, and certainly Eric Holder has worked along with us in Camden, and I know Mayor Nutter in Philadelphia. We also recognize that, you know, the leading cause of death among African-American males is gun violence. And so, you know, raising that awareness and really taking it to the level where we start to focus on this really as also a health issue, I think you're going to hear much from many of the mayors that are lobbying for their communities. And, you know, we look forward to making that part of the platform, not just now, but hopefully in the future.
Since there's so much dependence on the state on the part of Camden, including the takeover of the police force, how's Governor Christie been as a partner?
Well, you know, we've had bipartisan support in how we address the issues and the needs of Camden. You know, I recognize that, you know, I represent 80,000 people, and you have to do what you have to do to get the job done, and sometimes that means reaching across the aisle. And, you know, and our president has often espoused reaching across the aisle in order to address those issues that affect many of our middle-class families throughout our nation. You know, we can't get into the trenches as far as, you know, just being, you know, so grounded or so stuck in playing politics that we're not able to get anything done in serving our, you know, communities and those constituencies that we represent. So while we don't agree on everything back home in New Jersey, there are some areas where we've been able to, you know, bring about bipartisan support in order to address issues like public safety and certainly issues surrounding public education.
Well, we're going to continue in just a minute here. Actually, we're going to continue right now here on WNYC with kind of a tri-state round robin from the Democratic Convention. We're going to go to a Connecticut interview with the U.S. Senate candidate, Chris Murphy. We heard earlier from Keith Wright, the Democratic State Party chair for New York, and we thank Dana Redd, who is the vice chair of the New Jersey Democratic Party and the mayor of Camden. Thank you so much, Mayor.
Thank you, Brian.